This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie morning show. I feel like we're a little bit late today.
What time is it?
I got to get pushing, man.
Oh, yeah, we are.
6:07.
Dang.
6:07. We got to get rolling.
And I was on Tuesday. I was on the elevator, and the guy goes, whoa. And he had said something fire on the back of his jacket. And he goes, yeah. Oh, these are some old elevators. And the other guy, George or whatever, said, yeah, even the buttons are old. I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
It's
not good.
No, it's not good.
I mean, it's no wonder why they never work.
Yeah, I don't think that's a compliment in any way.
Right? Yeah.
All right, it's a BJ, Jamie. We are on the Odyssey app. You can get us there for free. The podcast will be up there later. KALC Radio. We're right here in Denver, Colorado. I think today's supposed to be a little bit cooler today, I think. Oh, the astronauts are on their way home.
My God, you got a lot going on there, busy.
Yeah, it just dawned on me because I saw it on TV here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're on their way home, Jamie. Man, that's got to be a good feeling.
I mean, are they actually in space right now?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
They undocked.
Oh, they did?
They're going to land today.
That's awesome.
3:57.
Yeah, and they're back here, so they're on their way home.
Oh, my God.
They're locked and loaded, baby.
I bet they cannot wait.
Oh. Yeah, just to get a cheeseburger.
That's going to be a while. I think they have to get acclimated. They're going to have hospital food for a while.
Yeah, they got physical therapy to do.
We got just a little bit ahead of them. A little bit of a challenge, I would say, ahead of them. Yeah, they say they'll go straight to a gurney when they get here.
Yeah. Because remember, we learned yesterday, because of the gravity, their bones don't grow.
Yeah.
They just wither away. Yeah. That's so weird.
They have no bones.
Isn't that weird?
You went up in space 9 months ago, wasn't it? Like that? Something like that, right? 9 months ago? You had bones.
I had no idea our bones are like get stronger and stronger because of gravity.
No.
That seems so weird.
How are we going to live on Mars?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I thought the same thing. I was like, wait a minute.
Do you ever see on your feed, do you ever see those, the pictures, the videos of Mars?
Yeah.
Where they say, oh, the best shot ever of Mars.
Well, actually, I'm going to Mars.
What?
I'm going to Mars.
This weekend or something?
No. Because I entered
about?
The X bracket.
Oh!
And on the X bracket, it says if you get a perfect bracket, you're going to Mars.
Really?
Yeah.
You win a free trip?
Free trip to Mars. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So I'll be there if you guys need me.
That's exciting.
Where are you going to stay?
I don't know. The Four Mars Hotel?
I don't know about
it's like
this.
The seasons, but different.
I don't think I want to go to Mars.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't know. It looks pretty empty
like,
up there.
Because I was like, can we get a better prize? I don't really want to go there.
That's actually their prize, yeah. The trip to
well,
Mars.
Well, if it's a perfect bracket, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. That sounds like something we'd give away.
Dude, did you see our cover photo?
What's that? What cover photo?
On our Facebook page.
No. I haven't seen it yet.
Well, I haven't even seen this.
I was on the Facebook page yesterday.
Oh, well, I changed the cover photo. Yeah, I did.
Obviously, you've got something to explain.
Not the profile, but the cover. The big one. The big, huge one.
The big one?
The big one.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for it.
Yep.
For some reason, it won't come up on my phone.
It's the Spartans. Michigan State.
Why do you have that on there?
Because that's who I picked in my bracket because I'm like, you know, I'm a Spartan by injection.
You are?
Well, yeah, that's what my ex-husband was. He was a biochem major there before he went to med school. And he actually played Go Right Through for MSU. Da, 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 da. Spartans. Fight, fight, fight. Something like that. Yeah. Anyway, he played it on the trumpet at our wedding.
And, wow.
At our actual reception. It was pretty cool.
I'm surprised you're not going with Illinois.
Well, I did until... On the other side, I went pretty far with Illinois.
Oh, you did?
On the Mars one. But on my girlfriend's one, I picked the Spartans.
So you have Michigan State to win the NCAA?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I'm in two different ones.
Okay.
I'm in the SpaceX one, and then I'm in the Woo Girls.
I have mine here. Yeah. I have the Florida Gators.
Yeah, because they're number one, right?
Yeah. Well, they're good.
On that side.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
Yeah.
But Michigan State, I think Michigan State's a sleeper. I do.
I do, too.
I think you have a chance.
I do, too.
Yeah,
that's why I picked them.
Yeah.
I asked Surrey, and she just went on and on about how good they are. And that
they are good.
They average 80 points a game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. She said that.
No, they're good.
They're
all
good.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I watch a lot of college basketball, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, I watch 20 hours at a time.
I know you do.
Yeah. So yeah. I know. And Michigan State's a good pick.
And then the family's coming back when?
They get back Thursday night.
Right when it's all happening.
They're in Cancun. Yeah, they get back right when the tournament kicks off.
Yeah.
Man, I wish I could pay for them to stay.
Why aren't they staying through the weekend?
I have no
idea. That's a weird day to come back.
Well, they left last Friday.
Gotcha.
So they spent that weekend.
Understood.
So, you know, I think once you get down to Cancun, after a while, I think they get bored.
Yeah, there's...
You know what I mean?
Especially right now, you can't really go off property.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, you're stuck there, and you got the same three restaurants every single day.
Exactly.
Or a buffet.
Yeah.
That's the same food every day. And my experience with those, all-inclusive, is that you get really tired of it
after a couple days. Absolutely.
Yeah.
But so it's not a bad thing to get tired of.
No, it's not.
Take the beach to get tired of.
Yep. All right, we'll take a quick break. The BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We're just getting rolling here on a Tuesday morning, and I think it's going to be a little bit cooler today, but not too bad.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday. Did you read the story that Spadil brought in here about Floyd Hill?
Oh, yeah, I actually saw the news. Or I actually watched the cop talk about it.
Oh, you did?
He's in plain sight. It's so funny. He goes, I don't even get it. I'm just sitting here in plain sight. And he was. And he clocked people, and they're just coming around the corner, right? And he's clocking them. It's the Floyd Hill Construction Project. And there's signs everywhere that say, because they even showed that on television, that this is a construction zone. And people just don't even adhere to that it's a construction zone.
The speed limit there is 45 miles per hour. They say they routinely clock people over 70 miles per hour.
Oh, they did while he was live.
Yeah. They've had 9 crashes in the zone, and they've made over $100,000 since January.
Because it's a double fines.
Just because of tickets, man.
Yeah.
All right, here's the story.
Most police officers have a favorite spot to catch speeders.
I'm not hidden, that's the thing.
But Clear Creek Sergeant Nick Abe doesn't even need to hide.
61.
To catch driver after driver.
71.
Flying through the 40.
He's picking them off like pigeons up there.
what he's doing right there is he's just showing his gun. He's just shooting people with the speed gun. And he's just like, look at this. 61. 71.
So he could just sit there and just say, Nah, not that one.
Yeah,
go get him.
Right.
35-mile-per-hour Floyd Hill construction zone. Already this year, Clear Creek deputies and Idaho Springs officers have given out nearly 350 speeding tickets here. And the majority of those drivers were going at least 20 over.
65.
That's resulting in some pretty big tickets from Deputy A.
Last week, just within a two-day period, I stopped over 10 cars. 10 of them did get citations, which, you know, was roughly over $4,000.
Fines are double through the construction zone, so it can get expensive very quickly.
Cha-ching! It's a moneymaker!
It's funny because I actually sent it to my kid yesterday, too, because he's coming back home from spring break, and I know they're all going to go up and ski and stuff. And I was like, and he's like, Mom, I have a big, huge tent on top of my truck. It can't even go that fast.
Like, you better watch out. This is a public service announcement, from the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Also, remember the little speed trap they had there in Morrison?
I do.
Remember when we talked about that and it was racking up like $80,000 every month for those people?
Yeah, I do.
And then people got all upset about it, and I think they eventually took it down.
I have no idea.
If I'm not mistaken. But, man, if you're going up I-70, I'm telling you, man, they're sitting there. They're waiting on you.
Well, it's a construction zone. And people are walking around. That's why they need you to go slow.
Exactly. By the way, I went to the DMV yesterday and got my tag sticker.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You're not rolling dirty anymore.
No, I'm not rolling dirty. And I went over there, and it was a breeze, man. There was nobody there.
Did you make an appointment?
No.
Oh, you didn't even have to do that.
The lady scolded me, though.
For why?
Not have an appointment.
Oh.
She let me in, but she scolded me.
Yeah, well, because it's so easy to just book it online.
Yeah, I knew I was going to get it, though. I knew she was going to give me a hard time, but she at least let me in, so I got my stickers.
Wow, that was a big day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I did yesterday.
That's okay. I saw Carson what he did yesterday. He made TikTok videos just standing out in the wind.
Yeah. It was windy, though.
It was windy.
I don't know who's more boring, you or me. All right, Tabloid Trash is next.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Do you guys ever go on Reddit?
Yeah.
Yeah. It is.
It's another world.
All right, so the big news is Tracy Morgan had a medical emergency at the Knicks game. I'm sure everybody saw it. He was on courtside, and he was just throwing up and throwing up and throwing up. And so I went on Reddit to see what people had to say because, you know, there's always experts on Reddit, right? So, oh, my God. I wouldn't even. Some of this stuff is like, I bet he had 4 cheese lasagna. You should only stick with 3 cheeses. If you're going to eat lasagna, it's only 3 cheeses, not 4 cheese lasagna.
I don't know. I like the 4 cheese.
I know, right?
I'm a big fan.
And then they're saying he wasn't bleeding out of his nose because there are a lot of people who are saying that he was bleeding out of his nose. But the other people are saying, no, if you look at a different angle, it's the red logo from the NBA on the towel. That explains why it's so bright red.
When I first saw it, I thought he just maybe had too much to drink.
He has so many health problems. I think it's a GI tract problem.
I'm just saying what I thought when I first saw it. Because you're courtside throwing up. It's the first thing I thought.
In 2014, he was in a coma for 2 weeks after a car accident where, remember, he almost died. Wasn't he hit by a Walmart truck or something? Yeah. He was in a coma for 2 weeks, almost died. And in 2010, he had a kidney transplant. He does suffer from diabetes. You can also go on Reddit because everybody will talk about. Some woman wrote, you know, wow, it's really concerning how much he threw up and everything. And then everybody started talking about going. They all explain their GI tract problems and when they threw up. And she's like, I really didn't need to hear everybody's throw up stories.
Yeah.
They went into, I had tumors and I threw up like that. It just came all of a sudden happened and I had tumors. And then somebody else is like, oh my God, my friend just died of stomach cancer and threw up just like that right before they died.
Wow.
Reddit is bizarre.
You definitely don't want to go on there if you're trying to diagnose what you have.
If you're Tracy Morgan, you don't want to go on there.
No, you do not. You do not. Anyway, so Tracy Morgan, they wheeled him out in a wheelchair. He did throw up a whole lot. And there is some debate if he was bleeding or if it was, in fact, the bright red. Because if it's bright red like that, I think that's good, right? Because that's a new bleed. Like if it's like black, that means it's been sitting there.
When you had that accident with Walmart, wasn't it settled for like $150 million or something?
He got $90 million.
$90 million.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
I knew he got a big chunk of change.
Yeah. But he's never been the same.
No.
He has never been the same.
He made a pretty good comeback, though, because he was on the brink of death.
But you can tell he still has some brain damage, you know? Yeah, he's a funny guy. I like that guy. But we'll see what happens with that and what they diagnose him as. That's why I went on Reddit, because everybody's an expert on there. But they just went rogue on me.
You didn't expect that one.
I went to see his comedy show when it was at Comedy Works here in Denver several years ago. Probably, I don't know, before the accident. It's one of the dirtiest shows.
Yeah, he's pretty dirty.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we had to kick him out. We had to kick him out of the studio.
People walked out. People got up and walked out of his show.
He was doing this whole thing about me and sexuality and stuff, and we had to ask him to leave.
Yeah.
We're like, you're on the radio, Tracy. Some people you just can't have on the radio. Him and Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
They just forget they're on the radio, and they wear out the, we have this thing called a delay, you guys, where you get like 15 seconds if somebody cusses, and it does this whole computer thing, but you can run out of time. And these people run it out of time, and you have to let them out of the studio.
We're out of dubs, so I don't know what to tell you.
We're out of beeps. Is the easy way to explain it, I guess. Beep. Oh, yeah. We only get 2,000 of those, and you ran out. It's so crazy. Anyway, so hopefully he gets better. That was the big story. I feel bad for Justin Bieber because I don't know if they just took a bad picture of him, because there's only one picture out there of him looking like that. So it tells me he was probably like just walking.
No.
No, there's a lot more?
No.
What?
That picture is exactly how he feels. He's miserable. He's miserable because he's at the happiest place on earth. I've been there and I've been miserable.
Yeah. So here's the thing. There's a picture of Justin Bieber and he's walking along with Haley and his buddy. What's the guy that sang with him?
Kid Laroi.
Yeah. He sounds just like him. Anyway, so kid's smiling, Haley smiling, his whole entourage is smiling, except for Justin, and he's like, and he has Mickey Mouse ears on that you know his wife forced him to wear.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It's miserable. I've got a picture just like that of me miserable with a goofy hat on. So when I saw this picture of him with those ears on, I'm like, man, I've been there, Justin. I've walked in your walk.
Hasn't everybody that's been to Disneyland. Yeah, we're all Disneyland, Disney World, doesn't matter. Every one of us that have gone, you're like, where's the happy part? Where's the happy part?
And when you go, you can always tell, because when you see couples at Disneyland, there's one that loves being there and the other part of the couple hates being there.
Okay? The thing is, they didn't take their kid. They just went by themselves. And so that's kind of weird.
Is very weird.
Yeah, but I mean, I know their kids look too little, but I wouldn't... That's the last place I would want to go if I was a celebrity with my wife and kid, right? Like, why? Like, yeah, you just want to be seen, you know, because you are going to be seen. That's why I think it's just an off kilt picture, because they don't have a bunch of pictures of him looking all sad and miserable. They have one.
What do you mean it's off kilt, though?
Because I think he was having fun, but that's not a great picture to show.
Oh, wow.
You know, no, it doesn't get clicks if you show him smiling.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what
especially I mean? With all these like cryptic messages that he's putting out.
Exactly,
about-
yeah. So I think they just made sure they got the worst picture of him. And it's like, oh, Justin's so miserable. It's horrible. Because, see, there's one where he's smiling, but that didn't make the headlines, does it, Schmidel?
No, he doesn't look sad in that one, though.
At all. Yeah. But that doesn't even, like, you have to scroll 800 pictures to see it.
And he's wearing a jacket that says hope on it. How can you be sad with a jacket like that?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, my God. Well, he is at Disneyland, like BJ said.
Been there, pal.
Somebody said, Jamie, I remember when Tracy Morgan was in studio with you guys and your partner actually trying to be more funny than him. That happened a lot.
Wasn't me.
No, it wasn't BJ. No. But, yeah. All right. Let's see here. Miley Cyrus is teasing some new music, BJ. I know how much you love her.
I do. Yep. I love her new hair. She looks so good with that hair.
She looks good. Woo! Well, I like that she, didn't she dye her eyebrows blonde or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, so we got that going on. She hasn't dropped an album since 2023. And so we'll see what's going on there.
Yeah.
And then finally, I'm excited about this movie. Brad Pitt's newest movie is called Just F1. Whoa.
Simple.
Whoa. I love it. It's not, it doesn't have any kind of like, wow, you know, some, any kind of like jazz hands around it. Just F1. It's a new movie. And when's it coming out?
June 27th.
June 27th. And it's Brad Pitt pulling the G's, brah. I don't know what the premise is.
It looks good. So the trailer's out. I put it on our Facebook page if you want to go watch it. But apparently he's like a gambling addict that never made it, like never won really anything big in racing. And he's getting a second chance in F1.
It reminds me of Ronaldo or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah.
But he's not a gambling addict.
No. And he's actually really good.
But if you watch Drive to Survive like Carson and I do on Netflix, there's a guy, and it's, man, I wonder if it's like about him. Anyway, and he's been on the Red Bull team, and then he gets kicked off because he doesn't win. And then the guy, the manager of the team really likes him, and we all like him. And then they bring him back, and then he doesn't win again, and then they kick him off the team again. It's just a horrible life for him.
It's a rough go.
It is bad, bad time. It's bad. Are you seeing if it's about him?
It sounds like it's a made-up story.
Aw, dang. Yeah. All right, anyway. Let's see. Do I have anything else? Just the astronauts are on the way back. Should we make, like, welcome signs?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll bet they're excited,
I bet they are, too.
Been up there for 9 months. We'll get to that when we get back.
Yeah, that's just crazy. All right, anyway, there you go. Double dress.
And Frontier Airlines. Frontier Airlines is making news this morning because they've decided they're going to drop the bag fees.
Oh, that good call.
They're going to go after Southwest Airlines. They're only doing it for the summer, but I'll give you all the details.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
When we come back,
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
I just watched that F1 trailer with Brad Pitt that Carson put up. Holy smokes. I don't get excited about a lot of movies. You know, I can't even remember really the last one that was like, oh, I can't wait to see that one. But this F1 with Brad Pitt is amazing. And somebody said on text, I didn't know this, that our very own Lewis Hamilton did a lot of his driving.
Cool.
For him. Yeah.
Nice.
And one of my favorite songs is from Fleetwood Mac. If you don't love me now, you know that one?
The Chain.
Yeah. And I would have never put that with driving.
No.
It's good, though, in
it's
the trailer.
It's a great song, but it
matches
works.
It perfect.
I don't know how that... And I was reading about the director. He did Top Gun.
Top Gun, yeah.
Right. So the director did Top Gun, and he's directing this F1 movie. And he's like world famous for his CGI work. So that's why the trailer's so good.
It's going to be so sick.
It is.
Isn't Top Gun the last movie you were super excited about?
I think it was. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah.
You saw it on an airplane, remember?
I did, yeah.
Not in theaters.
Not even at the theater. She'll see this one on an airplane.
I probably will. Yeah, I'm so excited.
Not the theaters,
and then I wait 2 years. Yeah, that is true.
It comes out in June?
It does.
Right?
It does, yeah.
All right, speaking of speed, man, the astronauts are on their way home.
They are.
They have docked. They have now gotten into the space X vehicle, and boom, they're going to land sometime this afternoon.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore finally are on their way home. The 13-foot-wide capsule they were on departed the ISS at 1:05 this morning. The SpaceX Crew 10 entered the ISS earlier this week to greet those two NASA astronauts who were stuck there for several months. Those astronauts with smiles on their faces knowing they're finally on their way home. The Crew 9 capsule that undocked this morning is expected to splash down off the Florida coast sometime this evening.
You're in a capsule that's 13 feet wide out there in space. You got to feel like a speck of sand out there.
Oh, I'm sure it's overwhelming.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You're jetting your way back to Earth. Whoosh. And they land this afternoon at what time? 3-something hour time?
3:57.
3:57 hour time. They're supposed to come back. I don't know exactly how they do it.
And they splash down.
Yeah. Do they splash?
Yeah, they're splashing.
Oh, man.
The arms aren't going to catch them. They're going to splash down. I guess the arms just catch the rocket, right? Yeah. So
what do you do? You hug your family, I guess. But then you got to figure out what do you do next?
Besides you get a life jacket.
You're going to be bobbing out there in the ocean, right?
Like, oh, please get me. Yeah.
The other story is Frontier Airlines. This is a brilliant move on their part, although I'm skeptical because you know me and Frontier. I feel like that they're a little... They gouge a little bit, you know?
Oh, a whole lot.
They got a lot of little things they make you pay for that a lot of airlines, I feel like, don't make you pay for. But they say they're going to clear or just waive the fees for baggage all summer long. It's only for the summer till August.
It's a good PR move.
Yeah, and they say if it works, if they get enough people from Southwest Airlines to come over to Frontier Airlines, that they'll keep it permanently.
Oh, really? Yeah.
And I don't know how they're going to do that because wasn't it Southwest Airlines? Didn't they say it was worth billions of dollars?
Oh, yeah.
The luggage fees?
It is to everybody, yeah.
So you think Frontier's going to give up that billions of dollars?
I think right now it's just a good PR move, you know.
Well, they're going to do it for the summer, and it may attract some more. Do you ever fly Frontier very much?
Nope, not at all.
Never?
Nope.
I fly Frontier a lot.
I've flown it.
Yeah.
Fly.
Well, they screwed up one big vacation move on me, and I've never gone back.
Yeah.
Yep.
I fly every now and then. I don't really care to, but I've sometimes you get stuck.
Sometimes you can't just can't pass up the deal. You know it's gonna be bad.
I watched the funniest thing. So, Shaun White's snowboard extravaganza thing is going on in Aspen, right? So one of his sponsors or whatever is on a flight to go to Aspen, and they diverted their flight because of mechanical issues or whatever to Grand Junction, and so he said the best part of being in Grand Grand Junction with all these people going to Aspen is that all these snotty people were wearing their Aspen outfits, and now they have to be loaded on a bus in Grand Junction and driven to Aspen. He's like, there's nothing better than rich people that decided, I'm getting off the plane in this outfit, and now they're on a bus.
You just sit, probably just wave at them. Yeah. Hey, have a good trip. Enjoy.
No, because
enjoy
Aspen is a
what,
look.
What happened with you on Frontier?
They didn't get me to the Bahamas. That's what happened. Yeah, so
just a minor issue.
Yeah. We're supposed to go
they
to
didn't
North,
get you there.
Yeah,
huh?
No. We were supposed to go to North Carolina, and they got me to Florida, and then I was just done with it. I rebooked. I was over them. Yeah, it was a debacle. Yeah. I sat in that airline, and they wouldn't give you any information, right?
Right.
So I just sat in the airport, and we would wait. And I'm not a person to get in their face. It's not their fault, right?
Yeah.
Like, ticketing or anything like that. Yeah. But the part about no information makes me crazy.
Like the no communication whatsoever.
Because I just want to rebook. It's our vacation, right?
Right.
I'm going to go on Southwest. I'm going to go somewhere. And they have our luggage.
Yeah, that's a pain in the butt right there.
Yeah.
And I got a feeling that they're going to try this through the summer. There's no way it's going to be permanent.
No.
There's no way it's going to be permanent. They're going to get... They are going to benefit from it. There's no doubt about that. But it's not going to be enough for them to say, hey, oh, from now on, it's all free with the baggage.
So they loaded us back on to the flight, right? And we're getting ready to go. And I'm excited now because it's working. Oh, nope. The pilot's timed out. We have to get back off.
Oh.
I am done with
you. How do you not know that?
Now,
come on.
Why would you even load us?
Exactly.
It's never happened to me, but to get separated from your luggage has to be absolutely just
Well, the only good part is we're going to the beach, so that's not a whole thing. But if you're going to a wedding or something where you have all your pretty clothes, that would suck.
Or even coming back home.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Just to be separated. Now, it's never happened to me. I've never had that problem.
Remember, I had the golden goose on there. Remember? We were waiting for the Canada goose. Yeah. I was like, why did I pack that?
That's right. The Canadian geese.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. There. But maybe it never happened to me because I never check a bag.
No, that's true.
You know, everything I take is in a bag. Backpack. I could go somewhere for 5 days and have it in the backpack.
I don't know if that makes you creepy or cool.
I always try to make sure that if we're going somewhere for 5 or 6 days, that they make sure they have a washer and dryer.
Nice.
If you've got that, boom, you can take 3 sets of clothes and you're set.
Because nothing more fun than doing my laundry while I'm on vacation.
over and over again.
It's not that hard. I'd rather do the laundry than to carry a bunch of dirty clothes back here.
Super fun.
Yeah. All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie Morning Show. On the Odyssey app, you can get us here, and the podcast later on this afternoon. Well, actually, after the show. Right after the show, the podcast will be up there. I saw another one of those videos of the cyber trucks being vandalized. It's out of Boulder this time. There's several out of Colorado. I don't know what the heck's going on.
Yeah, I did see the one in Dallas at the airport. I saw some guy. Even a motorcycle guy was at a stoplight and did it. Right at a stoplight and then took off on his motorcycle.
People are upset with Elon Musk, so they're attacking these vehicles, these Teslas and the Cybertruck. And the one out of Boulder is a guy that walks up to the truck. And I think, if I'm not mistaken, the video is actually from the truck. I think the truck itself.
Yeah, with the trucks. All the Teslas do that.
Are the cameras on when the truck's off?
Yeah.
So it's working at all times.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Guys busted. Well, that's dumb to go vandalize something that's always recording.
I think Tesla, I mean, people that are trying to you know, like attack them or whatever, don't know that they're recording.
They're not that smart.
They're
not
that smart.
Saying?
Yeah.
Well, the guy walks up and he literally pulls a knife out of his pocket. And walks
Wait,
along.
Are you doing a reenactment?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's walking beside the truck.
You know, people can't see you.
And he leans down. No, but they can picture it.
I know, but you're going to pull like your back if you lean down that far.
Jamie, I'm fine. Then he leans down and
Oh, no.
He punctures the tire with the knife and walks away. And you know, I just don't understand how you don't realize you're going to get caught.
Well,
I mean, you're right there on, I mean, and it's clear as day, the video. I mean, it's just,
it is good quality.
And again, like we said yesterday, I just don't understand why you're doing this. I mean, you don't have to like Elon. That's fine. But man, vandalizing people's vehicles who possibly don't even give a crap one way or the other politically, and you're attacking them.
Well, like I told you, my friends literally bought it for the quote-unquote environment and had no idea this was going on.
Yeah.
They're like... I mean, they're the people that are getting vandalized, right? The people are like, what are you talking about? I'm like, I don't know. It became a thing. And they're like, What? Oh, no.
you're right. It's like a thing, and people are just following the leader for some reason. Yeah, it's like, okay, yeah, that's a cool thing to do. No, it's not a cool thing to do, what to mess up somebody's vehicle.
I saw the funny thing yesterday. What was it? It was something like, wow, we're the weirdest country. We went from everybody's like, you have to drive electric, you gas-guzzling son of a bitches, to, nope, I'm going to key it instead.
It's so true,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, in like just a moment of, everybody just turned their
whole... A flip of a switch.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. It just doesn't make sense.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. I mean, it's not funny if you have one.
Yeah, and these videos are popping up.
Listen, don't do it to Slacker's car. Like, Slacker, I don't even know what his affiliation is, Democrat, Republican, Independent. But literally, he bought a Tesla because he just loved the technology. He's a tech guy, and that's why he bought it. He has nothing to do with Elon.
I don't think anybody bought the Tesla that I know of. That bought it because of Elon.
No, I agree.
Everybody bought it to save money. And
or
to
they
put
love
this,
the tech.
Or they love the technology of it, and the self-driving, all that.
I mean,
you buy it.
When you can change the horn to fart, I mean, come on,
it's
who doesn't love
sweet.
That?
What technology can do that besides a Tesla?
Exactly.
You know, and then to scratch them up, and that's why just none of this makes sense
Although
to me.
Although I will tell you, the other day, we were all out, and we saw the ugliest Tesla truck on the planet. You guys, it was black and red striped.
Oh, I just don't get the appeal of those trucks.
Well, they're not
all.
Attractive anyway, no. Right? But then you painted it black and red.
With a red stripe.
Oh.
Yeah, I think a lot of people loved them in the beginning and now are looking at them going, man, it's a clunky looking vehicle.
Well, it's because of the bumper situation too. And I guess the hull is like aluminum, some kind of weird pressed aluminum that was supposed to be amazing and light and all that. But the problem is, boop, your bumper just pulls off.
Look, I don't care how much you hate Elon Musk, man. Do not be attacking other people's vehicles.
It just doesn't
that
make sense.
That is idiotic.
Well, not only that, I think, and Dylan, you're like the Democrat, you know, I'm like, don't you think it makes your people look kind of bad?
Well, I think a lot of people aren't, they're really short-sighted when they do this. Like, those people that you're attacking that have the Teslas usually are on your side, and they bought it, you know, just previous to this administration happening.
Right.
So I don't think that it's right to go attack the people with Teslas.
Because that's actually a good point, because they were so, your Democrat people were so pro-electric, right?
Right, yeah.
So you're actually doing it to another Democrat.
Yeah, you're just attacking makes your
sense.
Own people.
Yeah, got it. That actually makes sense.
Yeah. Look at Spadell.
Yeah, right.
Look at him.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm doing my best to try to talk him down to hanging out with Bernie on Friday.
Oh, that'd be great.
Bernie's in town.
Yeah,
Bernie and AOC.
And AOC, hey, yeah.
They're at Civic Park at 5 o'clock, just in case you want to set your calendar, pal.
Oh, dude, they sent me an invite on text last night.
I would love to see a picture of you hugging Bernie
me
Sanders.
Too.
I think that would be adorable.
And you know, and Bernie wants to fix your people.
Yeah, I wanted him to win over Biden when all this initially happened, so...
You love Bernie.
I'm going to go move with Rosie to Ireland. Hey. I'm so sick of every bit of it, all sides.
And you could do your Bernie impression.
Yeah, he would love it.
I am once again asking you to give me a donation.
Oh, you
need some money.
You've got to go. Yeah. You've got to go.
Nice.
5 o'clock, Civic Park, Friday. Spadell and Bernie Sanders hanging out together.
BJ and Jamie.
Get your brackets filled out. Go, CSU. Go. CSU has a chance. I really do.
You do? Good.
Yeah, they're playing Memphis, and Memphis is an up-and-down team. CSU, pretty darn good team. They're good. I've seen them play.
Are you in any brackets?
I've got my bracket filled out.
Okay.
I gave one to Carson this morning. He hasn't filled one out. I saw you had filled one out.
They make it so easy online. It's so funny. Like, I did the X one just because I was on Twitter, and it says that if you get a perfect one, you get to go to Mars. And so I'm really looking forward to going to Mars.
I know it was this way a couple of years ago, and I don't think it's happened since, but I don't think anybody's ever had a perfect, right?
Well, doesn't, what's the big investor guy? He offers $1 million prize.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, I forgot his name. What was that?
I've seen a $10 million prize before.
Warren Buffett.
Yes, Warren Buffett.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was some website that offered $10 million last year, if you remember. Yeah, for a perfect. But nobody's ever had a perfect bracket.
No, it's never, ever happened in the history of. Yeah.
The odds are greater than winning the Powerball.
And then I went on the ESP one or whatever. I don't know what the Woo Girls are on, but that's $20 for to be in that one. And so on the X one where I'm going to Mars, I picked Florida. And then on the other one, I picked Michigan.
Michigan State.
Yeah, Michigan State.
In the final four, Arizona, Houston, Auburn, Florida, probably not even close, to be honest.
Who knows?
So who knows what's going to happen? But there's a couple of games that play tonight, and then a couple of games tomorrow night, and then it officially kicks off on Thursday, right?
Yeah. I'm just impressed by the online ones. I mean, I was like, "What? You guys are amazing! Whoever wrote that program is a genius."
Our radio station's gotten a little boring lately, as far as you know, the participation with things like this. I mean, we don't have any brackets going on in the office. We have nothing going on.
Well, the staff is only required to come here on Wednesdays.
So yeah. Oh, I miss them.
I know. So just here's tomorrow.
I love to gamble with the staff.
I know. So tomorrow, why don't you set up a pool or something?
Well, you know, the only person I get to gamble with is Jamie, and I lose to her every time. It's getting old.
I know.
I want to beat somebody back in sales, man.
Do you want to be on the Woo Girl one for $20?
Yeah, I'm in. Okay, I'm in. That's why I went ahead and filled it out for you.
Okay.
Do I give you one of these, or do I have to do it online?
No, I have to send you the link. You have to do it online.
Okay. If you'll send me the link, I'm in. Well,
okay.
How many people are in it? Oh, what kind of jackpot are we looking at?
I don't know. I'd have to look.
I want to know how much cash is up for grabs. You know a gambler like me.
Yeah.
We got to know the jackpot.
I have no idea. I'm not running it.
If there's just three of us, I don't want to be a part of it.
But it's really funny because, I mean, it's just funny. Oh, my God. How do I explain this? All right. So, you know when, well, you don't, but when you're single, like you do whatever it is to like to talk to exes or whatever. I know this is dumb.
You come up with excuses to talk to them?
Well, yeah, that's, I guess, what I'm saying. So I screenshot the fact that I picked the Spartans, right? And I sent it to my ex-husband. He's like, oh, I miss you so much. I was like, yep, it worked. And then
the communication is open again.
It's open again.
Until the Spartans lose the first game.
No, but I mean, it's just funny. It's funny on both sides, men and women. Like, it's just dumb stuff. I know you've been married forever, but like, you just do this thing and then you wait. And because I screenshot it, I sent it to my ex-husband. And I waited and I was like, I wonder if that was a good idea. And then I was like, oh my God, that's so sweet that you remembered I played the trumpet at our wedding. And then we talked about our wedding and everything. It was just so sweet.
But what I'm saying is that you want Michigan State now to win because it continues. You have that, you know, connection. But if they lose the first game, then, oh, crap, I got to pick something else to talk to him. All right, get your brackets filled out because if you're in one of these pools, who knows? You could cash in on it.
Well, and not only that, but if you have an ex that went to a big school, pick them and then screenshot it, and then they'll talk to you again.
And the people that win these pools usually don't even watch college basketball.
No.
They don't even watch. I remember over the past 2 or 3 years, Jamie's been more accurate than anybody on this on our team here.
I picked SIU Edwardsfield to go pretty far, and they're like, I mean, who's ever heard of SIU Edwardsville? It's the fake SIU.
Yeah.
It's not even real SIU. It's SIU Edwardsville.
And it seems every year that we do this that we're gung-ho going into the tournament, then by Monday, we don't care anymore.
I know, because and I also picked CSU to go further than they probably will.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I agree with you.
Yeah, we don't even care.
Yeah, we're like, Monday we pick them, and we're like, and then after we get out and get phased out, we're like,
it lasts for 1 weekend, and we're just... we're over it. Okay, enough of that. It's a little too much for me. All right, BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to Tabloid Trash. That's coming up next here on the program. Going to be around 63 degrees today. A little bit cloudy.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I'm just looking at something. Sorry. BJ and Jamie, please sign up for the bracket for my son's football team.
Oh!
It's his 8th grade season, and the more people we have sign up for March Madness, the better our season can be for those boys in their last travel football season. So, and they gave us the link, so we'll look at that. That's a long text.
It really is.
Oh my God. I can't even keep up with it. Something about $2,000. Last year, we paid out around $2,000. Hey! That's a good bracket.
Now we're talking.
Okay, so we will look into that. Let's see here. There's just all kinds of crazy stuff that happened. I'm sure all of you saw the Tracy Morgan situation. I just ran out of oxygen. I don't know if you noticed that, but Tracy Morgan situation. He got really, really sick at a Knicks game. I mean, really sick at a Knicks game. And to me, it looked like... It looked like he's in bad shape. I don't know what's going on with his health. He's in bad health, and he has been for a while. I guess in 2010, I think he had a kidney transplant. In 2014, then he was in that almost fatal car accident with that Walmart semi truck. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. He had brain damage. He's at the Knicks game. It's courtside. I felt so bad for him because he really is a nice guy, but I felt so bad for him because the whole game had to stop because he projectile vomited all over the place, right? Over and over again, and everybody's just staring at him.
Yeah.
You know, and you just are like, oh, my God.
Yeah, you're on the Jumbotron. Yeah. That ain't good.
He was right by the broadcasters, to the broadcasters.
And you know what happens? Like, when somebody pukes by you, it kind of makes you nauseous, and then it could be a chain reaction. But thankfully, that did not happen.
If you're a player, you're thinking, we're not playing that bad.
No.
But you got to throw up.
Oh, my God. So it was projectile, and it was over and over. Did I mention it was projectile?
I was watching the game last night. It never happened on TV.
Oh, it didn't?
It showed that they stopped the game. The feed I was watching, it showed they stopped the game, but I didn't know why.
There's a picture online where he's leaning over, and it's like a 4-foot-long like line of puke. Like, just coming straight out. Yeah,
you know why? Because it was projectile.
Yeah, I get that. Gnarly. I'm just saying, when I was watching the game last night.
You know why? Because it was projectile.
That you never saw it on TV.
That is
probably a good thing.
Yeah, probably. I'm sure that they didn't want to stick with that live shot, right?
It is nasty.
No, but the way it happened, they were playing basketball. You would have thought that it would have made it being live. I don't know. Didn't make it, though.
Anyway, so that happened, and it was kind of crazy. And then people were thinking that he was bleeding out of his nose, but further study suggests, I don't know, you guys, but they're saying, no, it wasn't blood coming out of his nose. They gave him a towel to, you know, kind of projectile in. Yeah. I don't know why that's funny to me. I'm just stupid, okay? Anyway, but the towel had the red logo from the NBA, and that's what we're seeing. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know if he's bleeding out of his nose, but they're saying, no, it was just the NBA thing.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be an update later on today.
But yeah, right now they're not talking, though. I've been keep trying to refresh to see if there's any update from his people or any kind of hospital. He left in a wheelchair, but nobody's really saying
anything. It's kind of eerie.
It is, right?
They're not saying one word about it.
I know.
And well, so, it was kind of late, though.
But you would think his team would come out and say, oh, don't worry about it. Yeah. He just had a stomach bug.
Here's the update from the hospital or something like that. Yeah. I mean, they work 24 hours in the ER, so I don't know. It's kind of crazy. And then, of course, if you go on Reddit, people are like, he has stomach tumors. I know because my friend puked just like that and died. You don't know.
Nobody knows.
Right? So we'll figure it out. Man, I got to tell you guys this. Can you get a little snippet of that F1 trailer? There is a new movie coming out with Brad Pitt. And first of all, one of my favorite songs is that Chains song by Fleetwood Mac. You don't love me now. You'll never love me again. Anyway, and it goes to racing. Who knew you could put that song with Brad Pitt?
And it works. It fits perfectly.
It does. And so when I do an Instagram post, and I'm sure this happens to you, Carson, do you go through all that music for like 5 minutes?
It's got to... I don't know what it is, but you try and pick out the perfect vibe for the video.
Exactly.
Like it's just got it. Because if you pick out a bad song, it's just not good.
Exactly. So I like go through all the songs for my Instagram posts, right? Go through. I would never in my life pick that song for any of my Instagram posts.
When they nail it, it's like, wow, that's genius.
Exactly.
That is genius. When I'm going through my feed and I see somebody that nails a video that fits with the music, it's like wow. How'd they come up with that?
Because you would never
genius.
Pick a Fleetwood Mac song for F1 driving, right?
I wouldn't think that, no.
Yeah, it's so good. All right, here's a little bit. Oh, the suspense.
Some people look at Sonny Hayes.
Can you turn it up a little bit?
They see a guy who lives in a van. A gambling junkie who missed his shot. The best that never was. But I see possibility. And if you don't
love me now, we'll never. My rook is a phenomenal talent. But he's young. You plus him. Boom. I got a team.
When was the last time you won a race?
Sunday, Daytona.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant
Formula One.
So you get the concept. It's really, really good. And Brad Pitt, man. Wow, yummy. Okay. He looks good. Yeah. He does. The director also directed Top Gun. And the other thing about this director is he's an expert in CGI. And he's known for it. He's like world renowned for it. So it just looks great. And they're saying Lewis Hamilton, that he did a lot of the driving for him too. So Lewis Hamilton, in case you don't know, he's part owner of the Broncos. So he's one of the owners.
And they did a lot of filming during the F1, the series last year.
Well, you can see a lot of it is like I see a lot of Singapore there because mm-hmm. it's the night racing and Vegas. Didn't they say that he was down on the pits during Vegas? Yep. The F1 races there, I think. I don't know. I've only gone one race. I did see the lineup, you guys, of like the cheapest races you can go to. And it's pretty affordable, some of them.
Really?
I mean, you have to go to some like weird... like Qatar.
Yeah. Actually, that would be sweet. I would love to see one of those night races.
I would too. Like in Singapore and stuff, but Singapore is pretty expensive. Anyway, super cool. Lenny Kravitz, let's just talk about that man for a minute. Anomaly, right? I know that y'all have seen him, but I guess he's doing some, you know, some touring a little bit here and there. He popped up without his shirt on, you guys. That man is 60 years old, and his... watch this word, physique. It looks like he's 20. His abs, I mean, it's every single ab. He's just, honestly.
He's got abs on top of abs.
Yeah, it's just, ridiculous. It's not attainable. I don't even know how that happens.
He's not eating at McDonald's, is he?
No, he's not. No, but he is working out in leather. Yeah. He is with his trainer in the gym with leather pants on and a mesh shirt.
And he's doing sit-ups, and at the same time, he's got a barbell, and he's pressing the barbell. I'm like, what?
With mesh on.
You
know,
funny you should bring him up. I have an autographed guitar by him.
Yeah.
And I saw it yesterday. It's sitting in the living room, in fact, on one of those guitar stands. And I'm looking at it yesterday thinking, man, if he'd only not put 2BJ on it.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm thinking, man, I could hawk this thing, you know, with Lenny Kravitz. I could probably sell this thing for a lot of money. It's one of those, you know, those Fender-type guitars.
Is it a Fender?
Well, you know what I'm talking about? It's got the back of the guitar. It's not like a normal. It's got that V shape in it.
Oh,
the V.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Kind of like his stomach.
His stomach. You're just like, are you really 60? I mean, that is insane. And then they did an interview with his daughter. His daughter's famous. What's her name? Something. Oh, it doesn't matter. Anyway, y'all know she's an actress. And she said that she thought it was totally normal for her dad to pick her up in mesh shirts and leather pants at school.
No, dads aren't wearing mesh shirts at all.
It's Zoe Kravitz, right? Yeah. Zoe Kravitz. She's a famous actress. And she's like, I just never knew how weird it was until I got as an adult that my dad is literally showing up at kindergarten in a mesh shirt with his nurple sticking out of the hole.
Not to mention, Zoe, every single parent wants her dad. Like, they're all just drooling over him. So.
I know, it's so crazy. All right, anyway, I'm done. There you go. Double trash.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie, just got insulted. Welcome to the program. It is a Tuesday. But my statement to Jamie was, for $50 million, I'll take a hot coffee to the crotch.
It's so funny. So I'm watching Fox 31, right? And Jeremy Hubbard can't say that, right? But he kind of alluded to it a little bit because he's an anchor guy, right? So they have to be, he's like, quite a payout there. And I was like, BJ, and I said this in my head last night. I said, BJ would say in a minute, you know what? You can douse hot coffee all over my crotch, and I will take $51 million.
Dude, I think anybody would.
No, I think people that use their wiener would not.
I don't. Well, let's ask some wiener boys. So $50 million. This guy gets a coffee spilt on him from Starbucks. They're handing it out the window in one of those little, you know, flimsy holders
cardboard
they have.
Containers, yeah.
And it falls. And it falls into his lap. He gets $51 million.
But now he's maimed, right? And it's all...
The only thing about
it is... I don't think he's maimed, though.
No, he's got, like, severe nerve
damage. He's got
nerve damage.
Burns on him.
He's got nerve damage, too.
I think he can't pop a wheelie anymore.
I don't know if that's...
It's still worth it.
No, I don't think so. I mean, it would be tempting, but no.
I mean, I guess you could get some tongue depressors and duct tape.
I don't know about you boys. I'm at that point in life, it's worth it.
You might be able to just buy a new one with that much money.
I'm being serious. Yeah.
You like lab grown.
An L.A. jury has hit Starbucks with a $50 million verdict after a customer suffered third-degree burns to his genitalia. In 2020, Postmates driver Michael Garcia was picking up three hot teas. Surveillance video from inside the drive-thru shows one of the three cups was not properly secured onto the container before the barista handed it to him. His attorneys say the unsecured cup with the scalding hot tea fell into his lap. Paramedics had to take him to the emergency room. Evidence shown during trial explains Garcia suffered permanent injuries. Hello, I'm Mark Brown. Get more great ABC 7 content.
Hey, thanks, Mark.
Yeah. That's Mark Brown right there.
Make sure you subscribe.
Hey, Mark Brown, I'm Jamie White.
$50 million. Wow. Yeah. Starbucks is saying that they're not going to pay it out yet.
They're going to appeal it.
That they're going to fight this thing. So, they say it's way too much money for something like this.
Oof, I don't know.
If it's permanently disfigured, $50 million is not enough money to me.
And what's funny, Shmadil, I swear on the Bible, I said to myself last night, BJ's going to totally say I'd take one in the shorts for $50 million.
Yep. And I second that. And I'm not backing off either.
What's the point of having that much money if you can't like impress anybody?
I don't know.
And then
I think it must be an age thing because literally Jeremy Hubbard went, well, that's a good payout.
Yeah. Yeah. Jeremy's on board.
It's got nothing to do with it. Age. Just be married for 10 years. You're missing a whole damn point, dude.
I'll find out at some point.
I think I just nailed it. I didn't want to have to say it, but obviously you're confused.
And obviously your wife is out of town.
Exactly. I got to tell you, for $50 million, I'd say it with her intact.
And she'd actually agree.
Exactly, Jamie, because she's in the money, too. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Don't worry about it, Jamie. You're not going to be judged over two damn birds.
I feel like a moron.
You're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
No.
Look, if it were Bernie Sanders in a dress, and you reposted it, and then all of a sudden you find out that it's AI, then people would give you crap because it's political at that point.
I'm already getting crap.
All you've got is a flower with two little birds.
So you guys, this is so embarrassing. So sometimes I get exhausted on Twitter, and I just decide to change it all up and like put it in the feed of Twitter because it's all political. It's just tiring. So I decide to change it up and like put something happy. So there was this beautiful picture of it raining, and there were two little hummingbirds, and they were tucked inside the inside of a rose away from the rain, and it was just so precious, right? And so I'm like, okay, happiness. I like being happy. So I'll just put this little picture up. It's freaking AI. And people are going after me going, you are so dumb. Oh my God, you really? It's like hummingbirds don't hide in flowers like that. If you're going to post nature photos, at least know what nature is. I'm like,
look, that's it's not going to hurt you though. It's not going to hurt your reputation. I know you felt
things.
And I hate falling for stuff like that too, no matter what the magnitude is.
Yeah.
You don't like doing it, but of all the things you could have done.
Well, yeah, burning a dress would have been bad.
Bernie in a dress would have been much worse, okay? You know what I want? It's one of these magic money computers.
What's that?
Yeah, they found 14 in the government yesterday.
Oh,
a
I
magic money computer.
I know what that is.
What?
Well, I play those all the time.
What do you mean?
So you put a dollar in and four quarters come out. And you're like, I'm a winner.
No,
that's
when you're at the arcade.
Yeah.
I know, but I always win. I'm like, it never like shorts me or anything. I put a dollar in, four quarters. Sometimes they have the really advanced ones. You can put a five in and get all.
Yeah, that's
the
best.
They say they found 14 of these computers yesterday, and I don't know how it works. I mean, I'm not even computer savvy. And anyway, they can print as much money as they want at any time.
I need one of those in my house.
Without any backing to it or anything. But I want a computer that prints money.
Going back to the AI thing, it's so funny because yesterday, and I was smarter because I've been burned on freaking hummingbirds. Did you guys see the Travis Kelce one that went viral?
No.
Where he said, Taylor and I have been, we're engaged. I wanted to wait and tell you guys and all
that.
No. Yeah, and it was, but I could kind of tell it was a little bit off. You know, I was like, your lips are not exactly matching up with the AI. But isn't it scary how good they get?
Yeah.
It is terrifying.
I often wait now. Yeah. I find myself waiting to repost something.
I didn't repost that.
Especially if it's video generated.
Yeah.
I usually wait. You know who to follow now sometimes, too. In your head, it's like, okay, these people are reputable.
Right.
This person's not, okay?
I didn't see the hummingbird situation coming. I mean, they are tearing me apart. Like, they called me dumb.
It's two hummingbirds in a flower.
I guess they never hunker down in a flower.
Well, you didn't know. You don't know the hummingbirds and their habits.
You thought this was real? I'm like, oh my God, sorry.
I'm just glad I didn't see the Travis Kelce because I'm like, no way, and I would have totally shared that.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I will say it was pretty good. Until he started saying like things like, you know, I was going to ask her on the field, but then Philadelphia killed us and it wasn't the right time. I was like, this is fishy.
And also when it comes to certain celebrities, you have to really beware. Taylor Swift is one of them because they love to spread rumors about her.
She is
great clickbait.
Yeah.
So anytime you see any post about Taylor Swift, always hold on.
There was that scam where they were selling pots and pans with her, AI. Yeah. You remember?
A lot of people
fell for that.
And they do that all the time. Dr. Oz even put out a statement saying, if you see me endorsing, you know, any kind of medical products or whatever, most likely it's AI.
Yeah, you need to go to his website and double check.
It's getting, and I guess a bunch of people are going to Washington today, I think, and saying, please stop this whole learning process because, I know, it's in the news. It was all these celebrities because they're going there because they're actually learning copyrighted stuff. So their songs can be sung like when they're dead and stuff. You know what I mean? It's a really complex story. I don't get all the AI stuff. I'm trying to find the story. But I can't.
All right, we got to mention the Mighty Millions raffle, okay? It's back. Yes, they have a big old show home up for grab. It's the grand prize. It's worth $2.4 million. Now, here's the deal. The reason we mention it now is because the VIP drawing is coming up soon, and the deadline to buy your tickets is midnight Friday night. Midnight Friday night, VIP deadline, 2025 Ford Bronco Raptor up for grabs, along with a trip to Canada, $100,000
awesome.
In cash.
Yeah,
there's all kinds of stuff out there. But you're not a part of the VIP drawing if you don't get your tickets before midnight on Friday.
Yeah, so here's the deal. We'll make it really easy for you. You just go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Again, it's MightyMillionsRaffle.com. Every year, I get so excited because I want to win.
Yeah. I know.
I really do. Like, I keep, you know how Oprah says, if you imagine it, it'll happen? Last year, I imagined it, and it did not happen.
Oh, I put a lot of stuff out in the universe. I didn't get anything.
That Oprah lies a lot.
I'd take anything on this list.
Me too.
I mean, the Bronco. I'd take the trip to Whistler, Canada. I'd take $100,000, Switzerland, Audi. I'd take all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah. It's
a good deal.
Again, so go to MightyMillionsRaffle.com.
You got to do it before midnight Friday night to be a part of the VIP drawing.
BJ and Jamie.
Also heard on the Odyssey app. It's a free app for your phone, and you can get the podcast here later, too. So snow for tomorrow, I think.
Yeah, just a little bit.
Not much, though, right?
Yeah. And then today, it's going to be weird. I was looking at the Mountain Wave weather guy, and it's like this circle, it's like we're an avocado pit. Everything's going to miss us. It's just going to be windy.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, really windy.
And out on the eastern plains, you're getting snow, right?
Yeah. So we're like
snow in the mountains.
Pit of the avocado in the metro area, and everything's around us.
You mentioned getting duped a few minutes ago with that, with the two birds,
AI.
The hummingbirds inside the flower. I feel like I'm getting duped on something.
Uh-oh.
Are you familiar with a trend going on with something called the fat filter?
The fat filter?
Yeah. Have you heard of
this? I have not heard about
this. Supposedly.
Are you wearing it now?
No.
Wow.
Ooh, actually, it would be a compliment if I said yes. Because here's the way it works. According to the stories I'm seeing, and you're on TikTok, Carson. You're on TikTok, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People, women, are using the fat filter to make themselves look bigger, as if they've gained 30 or 40 pounds.
Why?
That's why I feel like I'm being duped.
Oh, I'm going to research this
right now. I don't know about
this
fat filter. Look up the fat filter. Look up. And then a girl posted because
she's... Can I ask you some questions?
Yeah.
So is it because you want to see your reaction or something?
I think you want to see that you look great right now, the way you look, But what if I just let myself go and gain 30 pounds? What would I look like?
Oh.
That curiosity okay. is what I think. Now, I don't know. Ooh. And then again, we could go back to me just being duped, okay?
Yeah.
Because I saw this floating around over the weekend. And then I saw it again yesterday, and I thought, is this actually happening?
No, this is, wow.
But this
it's
is
real,
kind of
right?
Mean.
It's a thing.
But isn't it kind of mean to heavier people?
That's exactly what I'm about to play for
okay.
you. This girl here, who is a big girl, she is quite offended by this. And I kind of feel like she's right.
Well, yeah, because it's super skinny people doing the fat filter.
Yeah, but they're doing that? A fat filter and posting on TikTok.
Oh, my God. I just watched
You've
one.
You've got to see this.
This it's, is awful.
Isn't it wild?
No, it's sad.
I know.
That's,
I know.
You know, but, all those girls are going to get, this is karma. So, they're all going to get fat later.
And now, I don't know if I'm explaining this correctly. Is it because they look great, but what if something happened that I let myself go and I gained 30 pounds? Here's what I'm going to look like. Now, if you see that for yourself, that's fine. But I don't know if you have to post it.
It's blowing my mind because there's a ton of videos out
there.
Oh,
there's a ton of them out there.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
What?
Mark my words. Their thyroids are going to go awry, and they're all going to get fat as karma.
Karma.
Yep.
You're exactly right.
Yep.
Fat karma is about to attack
these
you.
These girls are so skinny, they need to eat a sandwich, and then they're making themselves morbidly obese in this filter.
I'm surprised you haven't seen this
I have
trend.
Not. No.
Because it's been popping up on my ex. Now, not a lot of them, but it says it is a trend on TikTok.
There's some dudes doing it, like this guy's doing it, too.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's what you're looking at right now. I'm using a fat filter on me right now. This isn't really me.
It's not really
no,
you.
No, there's a screen no. between
yeah.
us and you.
Yeah. Really, when it goes down, your body looks like Lenny Kravitz.
Exactly. Exactly, Jamie. Yeah, so you're looking at me through a fat filter right now. Just keep it in mind.
It's my glasses.
Yeah. And that's the way we look at Powerball Pete every day. He's got a fat filter going on right now.
Poor Pete.
All right, here's the lady. And I'm on this lady's side. I really am. I'm not playing this to be mean. Because this lady is quite upset about this.
So there is a new trend on TikTok, and it is where people are sharing photos of themselves with a chubby filter. This is where we're at in 2025. I am so sick of having this conversation again and again. Why is it, do you people fear fatness so damn much? Okay? Why is my body, my weight, my size up for conversation all the time? Why is it your greatest nightmare to look like me? Why is fatness deemed to be the worst thing anyone could ever possibly be?
Oh boy.
I'm getting so sick of this and the blatant anti-fatness in today's society. It is... It's so hurtful.
Ouch!
So what is she, like 500 or something?
Yeah, she's a big girl. Yeah. Pretty good size. Yeah.
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 Here's the mean one I just saw.
Not fair.
Well, I mean, when you're 500 pounds, like, I mean, we're all like...
She's probably not 500. It's probably more like 450.
Oh, well, that's better. Okay.
We'll just take a break.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah.
If you're on TikTok, just how did you find those?
Listen,
just,
you skinny bitches, you're all going to get thyroid disease.
I literally put in fat filter.
Put in fat filter.
No, they're doing it to kids, too.
On your
yeah, they are,
people,
there are kids.
Yeah, there's
there,
like
yeah.
three-year-old kids, and they're like, look how, you know, my three-year-old fat. And I'm like, oh, my God, y'all. If you ever had a kid, which I did, go on steroids, and even I took steroids for my ear, right? You chunk up. And so if this is not nice to people on steroids.
Who came up with the fat filter?
I don't know.
Who came up with this?
It's not nice.
So mean.
So mean.
So mean. And then they're posting. Now, and I, again, let me say that if you want to see how you would look with an additional 30, 40 pounds, and if you're a guy like me, you've already seen it in life at some point. Or, you know, most people have. But if you haven't and you want to see what it looks like, that's fine. But you don't have to post it.
I know, but they're doing it to Travis and Taylor.
Okay, that's
now
good.
It's funny. That's now hilarious. It's funny. Now it
okay,
works.
Okay, that is okay with me.
Let's put it on Lenny Kravitz.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Let's do that.
Wow, that's
isn't
crazy.
Isn't this crazy?
That is crazy. That's I had
wild.
Not heard of that. Man.
Well, all right, it's the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Tuesday.
63 today.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't know about you, but I'm curious about these astronauts. I'm curious to what kind of condition they're in when they get here. Because when you look at the videos from space, Butch looks pretty good. Now, Shanae, not so much.
I know, she doesn't.
Shanae looks a little bit... Yeah.
She's gaunt.
Yeah, her face.
Yeah.
And yet you can tell the graying in her hair because I guess you can't take hair color up there,
well,
right?
I don't think it's important.
I don't know.
She didn't take her false eyelashes either.
If she took,
probably hasn't had any Botox in a while.
I'm just saying, Jamie. She looks worse than he does, okay?
Hey, didn't they... But, okay, I know that... I'm not making... Well, it's going to sound like him. The clothing situation.
Yeah.
Have they just recycling...
You know what?
Because they only brought clothes for like 4 days.
I was curious about that, too.
And I don't think they have a washer and dryer up there.
I'll bet they do.
You think so?
Yeah, I bet they do, because there's people that have been up there that have lived there for like a year.
That's true.
Yeah. So they've got to have a washer and dryer up there. I think so. I think they have to, because I noticed one of the guys yesterday.
So what, like there's a capsule that says laundry?
Yeah, 25 cents.
I don't know if it's like that.
Do you take quarters up there?
I'm sure NASA has figured out a way that they can redo their clothes up there. Plus, there's no dirt up there.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but you still sweat. I think.
I don't know if you do.
Yeah.
I bet you do.
I think you probably stink more up there.
Look, I don't know space. I just don't know space that well.
There's no laundry in space. Yeah, I just looked it up. It says that there are no laundry machines or services in the ISS.
Well, you could last a while, couldn't you? He never washes his clothes.
I don't wash my jeans.
He does not wash his clothes.
Jeans. Specifically my jeans. I wash everything else.
This is a hot button.
Yeah. You hit a nerve.
You would survive up there for 9 months, Spadil.
Oh yeah, I'd be fine.
Sorry. Let me play this report.
You're not wrong. I would be okay.
Let me take a break here from our conversation and play the audio first, and then we'll come back and attack some more.
Can I just tell you? This is a hot...
He never washes his jeans. And I wear mine maybe for about a week. But I got to wash them after that.
I wash mine every time I wear them.
No, I don't do that.
I know you're not supposed to. Well, does it? I feel fine.
No, you just buy more. People like me and Spadil can't do that. We have to lay with it.
You always do this. Woe is me. You understand that your household income is more than mine.
Yeah,
you have two people that work.
Oh, but I have a baby.
I have one too, and I'm the only one that supports him.
Yeah, I know. But things have gone up since your baby was raised. All right, let me play this. Here we go. This is the astronauts and the whole touchdown and everything this afternoon.
Astronauts Sonny Williams and Butch Wilmore finally are on the way home. The 13-foot-wide capsule they were on departed the ISS at 1:05 this morning. The SpaceX Crew 10 entered the ISS earlier this week to greet those two NASA astronauts who were stuck there for several months. Those astronauts with smiles on their faces knowing they're finally on their way home. The Crew 9 capsule that undocked this morning is expected to splash down off the Florida coast sometime this evening.
This afternoon, in fact, for us.
I have this feeling. I don't know what it is, but in my head, the capsule starts just spinning. It hits really hard in the ocean and it breaks apart.
That's a premonition.
No. Yeah, I have that feeling.
You have that feeling.
Yeah.
I don't think that's going to happen. I think it's going to land fine. I think the real problem is getting there. Getting home, I think, is easy.
So have we ever had a problem when they come back? Or has everything been pretty good?
I don't know.
What happened to Apollo 11? I know, because I don't know either.
Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea. I know, you know, we've had, obviously, problems going up, but I don't know about coming back.
I don't think we've had problems coming down.
I don't think so. I think coming back is a lot easier.
You know what? Then I'm going to take it back. I feel like it's going to go great.
Because
what do you see?
I'm not seeing anything.
Okay, we've never had a problem.
Once you get back to the Earth's atmosphere and the gravity kicks in, you got nowhere else to go, Jamie.
Well,
right straight to the ocean.
Well, I've not seen anything that's like a Challenger situation.
Unless your parachutes don't deploy.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a tough splash there.
Yeah. So hopefully somebody packed them correctly.
So they're going to get back. They're going to get back here, let's see, at 3:50-something today, right?
Yeah. Is that our time?
Yeah.
Okay.
On mountain time, yeah.
I'm excited for them. I don't even know them, but I don't know why I have such like, I'm so happy you get to come back.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know what kind of condition they're going to be
in. That's the only thing I'm worried
about. Well, it
says
it takes 45 days, and they will be completely reconditioned in 45 days.
45 days?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what it said. I screenshot a bunch of information about their bone density.
I mean, are they going to be able to see their family before that, though?
Yeah.
I bet they will.
Yeah, they're taken to... They're not, like, contagious or anything, and they can take germs on. It's just about their bones.
They just got to grow their bones back.
Yeah, but I thought their immune system, too, though.
No, it didn't say anything about that. It says that their spinal fluid does run a different way, and sometimes their blood runs a different way and stuff, and their heart takes on effects, and sometimes their eyes do.
Well, other than that, they're fine.
Yeah, except, you know, but holding up a pencil, they said, is going to be difficult. That's how, like, weak they are.
Yeah.
This feels like one of those.
You would think that would be immune, too, right?
I think I saw where they said their immune system is compromised.
That didn't say anything in my studies.
Because they said, because the article I was reading over the weekend that said that they didn't know how long it would be before they could actually hug their family.
Wow.
Because they missed their family so much, being up there for 9 months.
Do you want me
Either to way, everything? At least they're getting back here today, and they can fix
it
from
there. Yeah, I feel like this needs to be like a drug infomercial where they read off all the
side effects.
Yeah,
all
the side effects.
No, you wouldn't believe it, because I can't find it
now. It's a lot.
But it's so many crazy side effects. Like, sometimes it's even, upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're saying that the problems,
if you know what I mean.
They didn't train for this. That's where the issue is. They didn't train for 9 months. They trained for a week.
Oh, here's my son's Golden Gate Bridge invoice. That's not it.
Did you pay it?
How much
is it? Not yet. It's expensive to go across that bridge. It's like $15.
I'd pay it. You don't want to be
$10.95.
You don't want to be in a San Francisco jail.
How do you use that bridge every day and pay $11?
There's a lot of places you have that. New York.
I'll get to it in a minute.
All right. Okay. BJ and Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tablet trash.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We come back, hang on.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
So remind me tomorrow morning, I know we're kind of late, that there has been an independent counsel about the voting for the floats.
Oh, really?
And word on the street is they are seeing the same phone number for somebody else. I won't say
no
who.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, did you see this story on Fox 31
something? I did.
So it made news?
It made news.
It's a big deal, huh?
That the independent counsel is like, that's a lot of the same phone numbers for the person that allegedly won.
No kidding. So wow, I can't wait to hear about that.
Might be revoked.
Wow.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Well, when you see the same phone number, I mean...
Yeah, it's a red flag.
Yeah.
Well, we don't have proof of that yet. Just wait till the initial investigation's over with.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep, exactly.
And we'll just wait for the feedback from the committee and see where we stand.
Exactly. Oh, my gosh. I feel so bad for my kid. This is such a bummer for him. And he didn't even realize it really until today. So he's planning his whole spring break, right, with his buddies. Oh, my God. He's a week off because it's California. He doesn't come back until this Friday. All his friends are going back home on Sunday.
Oh, boy.
They're all going back to Montana, CU, all the CSU, everybody.
That's thing about college.
All of his friends that are here are on a different spring break than his college out in California.
Like, it literally was him going, I can't believe I have to hang out with you and Dad the whole week.
They're literally passing each other.
Exactly.
As they go back to school.
Yeah, they're going to get to hang out Saturday. That's it. Doesn't that suck?
Yeah. It's part of growing up, isn't it?
Well, I guess it is.
Sure is. Just a part of life, Jamie.
There's youngins these days. Yep, it sure is part of growing up.
It is. Part of life, folks. It's part of life.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Anyway, you guys, what's wrong with Britney Spears?
I don't know.
Oh, dude. I mean, I can't even describe it. It's so bad.
To me, it feels intentional.
It does?
It does. It does. Okay. It feels intentional to me.
Because she's spinning around again. You know how she always is in her like bikini, and she's spinning in circles again. But this time, she looks like her eyes are like really dilated. And I don't know, she looks like a demon. She's spinning around, and she keeps smacking her butt, and her butt is bright red.
Yeah, and hair is all down in her face like she's crazy.
It does look like she's crazy.
That's why it seems so intentional.
And then she flips off the cameras, and then she sticks out her tongue like, ah.
But the thing I'm worried about the most is all of these videos are taking place by a lit fireplace.
Huh?
Huh? Oh, it's summer? Wait, I don't know.
What? Yeah, like, so what? All the videos...
It's been raining.
It's winter.
No, like, what are you guys talking about?
What are you talking about?
The fireplace.
Better answer.
What do you mean? You're afraid she's going to catch on fire?
Yeah. Are you afraid she's going to fall?
Yeah.
Into the fireplace? Is that what
she's
saying?
Doing it right, like the fireplace
confused.
Is going.
I'm sorry. I was so confused.
No, I'm
I was
I'm
like,
scared.
Wait, it's hot? And
I
it's
haven't even noticed the fireplace.
Really?
No, I'm watching her.
Well, he's looking at her hoo-ha.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
I'm looking at her.
You know Carson won't look at boobs.
Yeah, I look at boobs.
He looks at the aesthetics.
Yeah.
Look at that fireplace, man. Look at it.
Let me see.
Carson, it's not that apparent in that video.
Well, when
it's
you don't like women, it is.
It's in the background.
All right, look at this one. She's opening the gates to the fireplace. Look at that.
All right.
She's going to catch on fire.
Yeah.
I'm worried
He's
about
working
her safety.
For safety. That actually turned out to be pretty funny.
Yeah.
It's a safety hazard, man.
Yeah.
Part of growing up.
Yeah. You got to learn to shut the fireplace off.
Hey, I got a kid now. This is the thing I think about now, all right?
Yeah.
Actually, it's funny. Carson and I were talking about this yesterday. It's so weird when you have a kid, everything that you worry about, right? Like, all of a sudden, you're just like, oh, my God, the soil will kill my child.
Everything. Like, wait, what is that cracker have in it?
I know. And with that Yucca app, oh, man. Don't ever... the Yucca app, by the way, that I talk about is free. Don't buy the service. It's called Yucca, Y-U-K-A, and it's an app, and you can scan the barcode of anything. Never, ever scan Funyuns.
Yeah.
Or Peeps.
I just scanned Peeps the other day.
You Woo! Did?
No wonder why I'm so messed up now.
Yeah, I mean, some of this stuff, I don't even know if they could call Funyuns food.
No.
I saw a list of foods yesterday, pictures. Peeps is on there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure Funyuns is, too. Yep. I mean, literally, I wonder if it's even food.
I didn't see Funyuns, but I did see Peeps.
What is in it?
Yeah. And I saw Captain Crunch.
Oh, that doesn't surprise
Captain
me.
Crunch, big time.
Do you guys ever eat Funyuns and finally your tongue is burned out?
My wife loves them. I can't stand them.
You can?
No, I don't like them.
My kid gets so mad at me if I eat them. He's like, those are deadly. Yeah. I'm like, they're so good, though. And then your tongue gets so, like, burned from the fun. Anyway. All right. Man, I'm hot. All right. So Britney Spears, very odd video. Really weird. Happy Gilmore 2 has been announced. What date it's coming out. And it's coming out on the 25th of June, right? July. So the 25th of July. And Happy Gilmore 2 is going straight to Netflix, which is kind of interesting. I thought it'd be in movie theaters. But here's the trailer for it.
Arnold. Jacko. Tiger. SpongeBob? What
it's
is that?
Of him.
What's with the beaver teeth? I haven't swung a club in years. I'm a little intimidated. All these guys hit it big now. I don't know where to start.
Come on, brother. Grip it and rip it.
I guess I need to update my happy place to something a little more age appropriate.
Anyway, you get the point. And so it's a lot of visual. But he runs up and hits the ball just like Happy Gilmore does. Have you ever done that?
Yeah, I've tried it
everybody
a few times.
Does, right?
Yeah, I think everybody. Yeah, if you play golf, you've tried it.
Yeah, everybody's like,
It's hard to do.
Yeah, it is. It's a
very
running
difficult.
Start.
Yeah.
But anyway, so people are really excited about that. I'm going to miss Bob Barker.
I know.
Yeah. I wish they'd do like maybe AI in there.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll have an old scene like on a TV playing or something, you know, some And you call it homage?
Yeah.
Homage to Bob. The huge story, of course, sorry, I should have led with this one, is the Tracy Morgan story. So last night, he was at a Knicks game. He was on the courtside, right? He was sitting courtside, which is always, if you've ever sat courtside, it is terrifying in the first place because you're so worried you're going to knock over your beer with your foot and ruin everything.
Yeah.
That you're like, I don't even want to be here because it's so uncomfortable. And he was courtside, but it was even worse for him. He did not knock over a beer with his foot. He instead projectile vomited like 8 times.
Man.
It was bad.
It's nasty.
It's all really over the bad. Court.
And I did see where TMZ this morning has posted that it was truly a medical situation.
Yeah.
That he had on his hands there.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything to do with food or drink.
Yeah, because it almost looked like it was food poisoning, the way it was so violent.
Yeah, that's what they're saying. They're saying that some people thought he was overserved, or he ate something that wasn't didn't agree with him. But they're saying it's medical, no doubt.
So he's had some medical issues. In 2010, he had a kidney transplant, which I did not even know. And in 2014, he almost died in that car accident with the Walmart semi-truck. He was in a coma for 2 weeks. It actually affected his brain. He had some brain issues, and he also has diabetes, you know. I mean,
well, they didn't think he'd ever perform again.
Exactly.
Ever.
Yeah.
Because of the brain injury.
So he was wheeled off in a wheelchair, and I just felt bad for him because everybody, you know, everybody, there was a hush over the crowd, and he's just vomiting. Oh, what are you seeing there, Schmidel? What do you got?
So he actually posted on Instagram this morning. It says, "Thank you for all your concern. I'm doing okay now, and doctors say it was food poisoning.
Oh.
I appreciate my MSG family for taking such good care of me, and I need to shout out the crew that had cleaned it up." And that was 28 minutes ago.
Okay.
Food poisoning?
Yeah.
It seemed like it was food poisoning. The way it was so violent.
Really?
And it was a lot. It was everything. In
So it's something he ate at Madison Square Garden?
That's what he says on Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he's not calling out Madison Square Garden. He might have had pre-dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It just says food poisoning. Yeah. It doesn't specifically say that it's from them.
Yeah.
Poor guy, though.
I thought it took a little bit longer than that, but maybe not.
Well, it could have been earlier in the day, even breakfast
or
something.
Yeah, that's true. Bet he had some shellfish. Yeah.
Maybe he went to a Waffle House early.
That place.
That morning.
That I don't know why you love the Waffle
and
House.
And how is it still open? There's one on Broadway.
Because they're delicious.
No one's ever in there.
No, it's not. It's horrible.
Why are you hating on the Waffle House?
It's horrible.
It doesn't mean anything to you.
It's terrible.
I know you used to be a prime chef there.
Oh, and the one that's on Broadway gets packed.
At 2 in the morning. After the bars let out.
With drunk people that don't know what they're eating.
Right.
Everywhere is packed at 2 in the morning, baby.
It does well. It does very well.
I don't know. I went to it one time because you told me to go. Yeah. We walked out. We were disappointed in you as a human.
Well, to each his own, guys. But I like that.
I was like, whoa. And they just have that fridge right behind them. They just keep grabbing crap out of the fridge. I'm like, what? What? That is nuts. That's your only kitchen? Right here.
What are you guys hating on the waffle?
But I will say, you know, one thing that I did like and appreciate is they cook it, at least the one I went to, right in front of you, which tells me, like, they're not scratching their butts. And
Yeah.
So that I appreciate. I was like, well, at least
those
I know.
Chefs are talented.
They are.
They
can really make a scrambled egg.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody's
bacon.
Business.
Oh, sausage.
The bacon. Oh. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Toast.
Oh, my God.
Never mess up
by
toast.
By the way, can we just talk about that for a minute? Yeah. Have y'all noticed, like, these breakfast deals they have going on and stuff? Like at Denny's and all these places, they never add any kind of bread. And then if you want toast, it's like $4. Just to make it's like you get the 2 eggs, you get the bacon, you get a short stack or whatever, and it's $5.95 or whatever. And then you want, you know, I do. I want toast, $4.95 extra.
You know where they don't do that?
Where?
Waffle House. Comes
really?
With a meal.
It does. Toast comes with the meal? I don't remember.
Well,
that.
It did in 1988.
Oh, gotcha.
So I don't know about today.
Right. But back then.
Yeah, back then.
Good old days. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Jamie, I also suffer from fried Funyun tongue.
Ooh.
Fried Funyun
tongue. Yeah, the FFTs. I get them all the time.
Those Funyuns are nasty. They are nasty.
They're deliciously horrible.
They're terrible. They're terrible. No. My wife loves them. Frog loves them. We buy them. Every time I go to the store, I get Funyuns. I really do.
Yeah.
But I don't ever eat them. I don't really care for them. But, man, they eat them. But they got to be really bad for you.
I'm trying to Funyun.
You got to get the hash browns all the way at the Waffle House. Man.
Let's see here. A rich cornmeal, vegetable oil, salt, and flavoring. That's it? Cornmeal? Yeah, cornmeal, vegetable oil, salt, and some flavor. Oof. Oh, wait, don't forget about the monosodium glutamate.
That's what puts it over the top.
I started to say, that can't be all.
Or the gum arabic. What is that like? Saudi Arabia.
That's what keeps all the cornmeal together.
Oh, okay. Why is it Arabic? It's crazy. I don't remember being over there and there. I'm like, hey, you got your gum? I'm like, no, sorry. Anyway, and then a bunch of other stuff. But there's not any food in this except for cornmeal.
Yeah.
Or whatever.
There's no onion.
No, it's just
there's
bizarre.
There's no real onion.
No, you're right. But they're Funyuns. All right. Anyway, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
It is the BJ.
I want one.
Jamie Morning Show. It is a Tuesday, 63 for a high today.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. You can get us on the Odyssey app. It's a free app. And the podcast, anything you miss in the program today will be there probably about an hour or so. So, go check it out if you get a chance. Now, you're talking about off air. You're saying that you're very hungry today.
I'm starving. We're just talking about Funyuns.
I'm about to make it worse for you.
Why?
Today is National Sloppy Joe Day.
Sloppy Joe, slop, slop, sloppy
now,
Joe.
I know
it
your
comes
son.
With a song.
Ralphie loves Sloppy Joe's.
I love Joe's, Sloppy Joe. Right? Who doesn't love Sloppy Joe's?
Yeah, that's great.
Who in town serves a good Sloppy Joe?
Jamie White.
No, I'm talking about a restaurant.
I get the bold and spicy mix.
Yeah, I like buying it home too. I do.
And I put the buns in a paper towel, a little damp paper towel, and heat them up, kind of steam them.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
so good.
Those are good, too. Those are good. But I never see a Sloppy Joe on a menu.
Yeah, I don't either.
No.
Do you?
No,
anybody serve? Maybe we should open up a place called Sloppy Joe's.
That is a great idea.
You and I.
What will we sell? Sorry. It's just kind of a dumb idea, really.
All right, never mind.
I'm just saying, I wish, though, that they put more chunks in the bold and spicy. The green pepper, the red pepper, they just don't put enough.
Oh, yeah.
There's a place called Joe Mama's in Wheat Ridge.
Joe Mama is so fat that when she wears high heels, she strikes oil.
Joe Mama's?
Yeah, Joe Mama's, and apparently they have some pretty good Sloppy Joe.
Sloppy Joe?
That's the only one I got.
All right.
She wears high heels, she strikes oil, you get it?
Are you okay?
No, that's the only Joe Mama joke I got.
Joe Mama.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a ton of Jamama jokes.
I know. That's the only one I can think of.
Something about the Titanic, something when it sinks.
Joe Mama's
so stupid, she plays, or so fat, she plays pool with the nine planets.
That's not even funny.
No.
Joe Mama's so fat, she plays pool with the nine planets. You've never heard that one?
I can't even picture it.
No, it didn't really
I will be right back.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Don't forget, man, the clock is ticking. A March Madness. Get your brackets done.
Yes, you got to get your brackets. I'm doing it right now. So BJ's in it.
I'm in it.
Carson's in it.
Yep.
I'm in it. Schmidel, do you want it?
Schmidel, you're in?
Yeah, I'm down.
$20 bucks.
Okay. Yeah, send me a link.
Okay. All right. Gotcha. Man, I feel like I'm kind of dirty because I'm organizing all this.
Yeah, you're
stuff.
Like a bookie.
I know. Maybe that's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, you're a bookie.
Yeah. Bookie. Also, just a reminder: now that St. Patrick's Day is over, everybody can go down to their nationality. Because remember, we were all the potatoes.
Yeah,
all Irish, baby.
Yeah.
Not me. I'm still Native American.
On St. Patrick's Day, you're still that.
No, I still celebrate St. Patrick's Day, but I don't change my heritage.
May 5th, I become Hispanic. It's weird. I become Mexican, actually.
You do.
Yeah, on May 5th.
Yeah,
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah.
And I'm like, ay, 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 ay. Stuff like that.
Man,
it's weird because it is true when we have these weird, you know, like nationality kind of things, yeah. Irish, you know, you do become like all of a sudden you start talking weird.
Yeah.
It's not weird. Sorry, Irish people.
I did see, though, some of those bars in Ireland, man, were they packed.
Dublin
they
get crazy was
crazy over there.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, and then some guy went through the airport all. I feel like they drink a lot. I mean, they start at like 6 a.m. and just keep going, don't they?
Yep.
Yeah, they go hard.
Woo, they do. Man. Look at Pete. I mean, and they don't even stop that day. They go forever.
Couple of things. First of all, the astronauts are coming home today. If you want to watch that, 3:55 or something like that.
3:57
This afternoon, if you want to catch that and see how they're doing, old Butch and Shanae, they're on their way. So we'll see what happens there. And the last thing we have to do before we get out of here is
he's the only one that thinks you're funny. It's every day. It's Spadil. Just every day, he's the only one that chuckles.
Thank you, Spadil.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a funny guy, dude. You're a funny guy.
I know.
Yeah.
You deserve
a fun guy.
Yeah, he's a fun guy.
Fun guy.
He's like a mushroom.
And don't forget. We have tickets.
Basketball game you're ever going to see in your entire lifetime. Woo! Oh, the drama, the suspense.
Is there a way to bet on this one?
Why didn't you laugh?
Well, I was trying to think, like, could you actually bet on that? You'd make a lot of money. Yeah. Because the Globetrotters always win.
You two should do your own show.
That's funny. That's funny.
All right, here's the deal. Harlem Globetrotters, right? They're going to be here April 3rd at Ball Arena. And you can be caller 19 to win a family four-pack, which all the kids love this, right? 303-22 Alice, good luck.
That's pretty easy.
Yep.
All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show, we are out of here. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy your Tuesday. Going to be around 63 degrees. Maybe a slight chance of some, I don't know, flurries or maybe even like a trace of snow for tomorrow. But we'll worry about that tomorrow. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.